New Jersey taxpayers were supposed to be getting jobs in return for the tax incentives designed to lure corporations to the state. But Governor Phil Murphy says mismanagement allowed the companies to skirt their end of the bargain and could leave as much as $11 billion in tax giveaways unaccounted for. WNYC's Karen Rouse reports.
Governor Murphy called on the state comptroller to audit the state's corporate tax break program shortly after taking office last year to see if the EDA's incentives were actually working. The short answer? It's impossible to tell. That's because the EDA lacked any capability to track whether the companies who received the tax credits made promised investments in capital and job creation. And it could have cost the state as much as $11 billion. At a press conference Wednesday morning, Murphy said the money could have been better used elsewhere in the cash-strapped state.
$11 billion, with a B. For the same price as these tax breaks, we could have rebuilt the entire portal bridge on our own 7 times.
Murphy put the blame on his predecessor, Governor Chris Christie. He said the Christie administration gave out incentives to the tune of $160,000 per job. Murphy said tax incentives can't be the only tool for boosting the economy. It should also include investing in job creation and transportation infrastructure. Raj Bath of the New Jersey Main Street Alliance says the report is discouraging for small businesses that could actually use the money but lack access to incentives.
These bigger corporations, they could just kind of waltz in, say, hey, you know, we're going to do A, B, and C, and they could walk away with a tax break, but, you know, there's never any real detail of what they're actually doing and whether it's good for the economy.
As for the way forward, Murphy wants to end the current incentive program, its costliest components are set to expire in July, and replace it with a new scaled-back version that will hold companies accountable for investing in the state and its workforce. Karen Rouse, WNYC News.